field goal attempt to try to give Cal a one-point lead with 1:54 to go. High snap down. The kick is on its way. The kick is a line drive.
He missed it.
No good.
He missed it.
No good.
The voices of Bill Hillgrove and color analyst Pat Bostick, who wears many hats. And he's in studio with me, former Pitt quarterback and senior associate athletic director of Major Gifts and Development at the university, and a search committee member for the new athletic director who was introduced to the public and the media yesterday, Alan Green, 47 years old. And Pat Bostick's in the studio with me. Pat, that process took about, 6 weeks?
Yes, sir. Yeah, it was expeditious but thorough. Thought that we could not have landed, and Chancellor Gable led the search remarkably and could not have selected a better candidate for the job. And Alan Green checks virtually every box that you want to check, has led at the highest level, learned from his time at Auburn, has spent time at Ole Miss in Tennessee, worked at a place like Buffalo. He's experienced, but ready for a new opportunity and challenge, and ready to take Pitt into a new era of college athletics. So thrilled to welcome him and his family to Pittsburgh. And yesterday was a great day, and today will be as well.
Our guiding principles, there's three main ones: athletic excellence, academic success, and social preparedness. Those are going to be the overarching principles of what we do. We want to make sure that our kids achieve in the classroom, achieve on the field and courts of play, and perhaps most importantly, achieve in life. At the end of the day, we are educators. We are all here to educate young people and to prepare them for the rigors of tomorrow.
University of Pittsburgh's new athletic director, Alan Green. That said, one of the keys is navigating the unknown in college sports, which is this whole process of NIL. People have heard it, name, image, likeness. Basically, college players are now getting paid, and they're trying to figure out maybe how to put some guardrails or guide rails on this process. But in the meantime, you got to compete, and that's part of why you guys chose Green, right?
Yeah, there's no question. Name, image, and likeness, and having a competitive and well-funded name, image, and likeness program, primarily on the shoulders of generous contributors and donors and businesses that involve themselves with our process, is critical to retaining talent and acquiring talent. And that's what this is about. Ultimately, when you come to Pitt, I know this to be true, you're going to get a great experience and a great education. That is still really important and foundational to the collegiate athletic model. However, student athletes have more freedom now. They have an opportunity to earn. You've got to be able to present a value proposition that includes that and allows for them to have a competitive experience here that is successful and puts Pitt, at the upper echelon of college athletics. So that is the challenge of the moment. And I believe Alan's prepared to meet it.
I'm looking forward to meeting him tonight at the game. We're going to have him on the pregame. Pitt and Syracuse, let's talk about the game, too, because Pitt is undefeated. First time they've been 6-0 in 42 years. You've got Syracuse is not the Syracuse that has been. You've got a new coach, Fran Brown, and they're 5-1, and they got an all-star quarterback like Pitt does.
They do. Kyle McCord is really good and talented. They've got a great group of receivers. They're probably going to throw it 55 to 60 times tonight. They're not very committed to the run game, although they will run it with their two running backs, Allen and Willis. But McCord is what makes them go. I think this is going to be a really fun, fast-paced game that features a lot of throwing, some points on the board. The key for Pitt defensively will be to keep the pressure up like they did against Cal. 6 sacks against Cal. They need to get to Kyle McCord early. They need to get to him often and make him uncomfortable, because when he's comfortable, he's as good as any quarterback in the country.
For the first time, Eli Holstein and the Panthers offense didn't put up those gaudy numbers, somewhere around 500 yards of offense a game. What was the issue?
Well, I think it started with Eli Holstein, quite frankly, and I think he would admit that he didn't play his best game. Obviously, statistically, it showed. But just trying to do too much and not taking what the defense gives you. They had some injuries up front, maybe got a little bit out of their groove in terms of being aggressive because of not having Branson Taylor and Jacoby on the left side. But I thought the turnovers, Holstein forcing the issue at times, a 3rd and 19, throws a pick, first and 10 from the plus 30 yard line after a bad punt and a punt return. You can't do those things. And what's gotten him to this point is Eli playing within himself, finding the checkdowns, getting the ball out of his hands, and then if he doesn't like it, go run. That has been a huge part of his game. Got away from that a little bit against Cal, and give them credit too. Their defense was good, and they made Pitt pay for their mistakes.
All right. The next part of our conversation, Larry Fitzgerald. He will be recognized tonight, College Football Hall of Fame. He's all everything. He's a class act off the field, and his numbers staggering on the field.
Yeah, I mean, 34 touchdowns, I think it was. I mean, he is, if not the best pass catcher in the history of football, he's in the top two or three in terms of just his ability to track, locate, and catch the football. I'm not talking about numbers at all. I'm talking about just sheer ability. And then the work ethic and the character and handing the ball to the official. And his time at Pitt was short, but it was impactful. He's certainly one of the Mount Rushmore types that Pitt has ever produced. He's one of the best to ever play the position. And he represents Pitt and Pittsburgh with such class. So thrilled to have him back. Excited to see him get his flowers again tonight. And then, not too far down the road, we'll be celebrating his induction into Canton, Ohio, as a Pro Football Hall of Famer.
He's definitely a first ballot Hall of Famer in the NFL. It's bobblehead night, too. You can get a Larry Fitzgerald bobblehead powered by Gary Bowser and Kurt Bowser and the Power of Bowser. Appreciate their, commitment to help Pitt Athletics, too.
No question. Gary and Kurt and the whole family, senior, they're just... they're all in, man. They're all in here at Odyssey Pittsburgh and with the Big K Morning Show and obviously over at The Fan. They're all in at Pitt. I mean, his little bus that he's got with his all the stuff on it. And obviously, rally towels for the students, bobbleheads for the fan, first 7,000 fans, I think it is, will get
a Larry
Fitzgerald bobblehead. And Gary is, you talk about Mount Rushmore types, he's absolutely one of them, man. Great pick guy.
We love the Bowser family. Gates open at 5:30, kickoff at 7:30 on ESPN and, of course, the radio network, 93.7 The Fan. Pat and I will open things up. Pitt All-American Doran Dickerson will join us. Of course, the voice of the Panthers play-by-play, Bill Hillgrove, and Cale Berger, who is part of all three phases of our coverage. Now, what do you do between here and getting to the stadium? You look like you're going to be busy.
Yeah, I got to go go on campus. Got some work to do. Got some meetings, and then get down to the stadium a little bit before 5 o'clock, probably 4:30. Sports Center actually is on campus today. They're on the Cathedral Lawn.
Nice,
which is cool.
They got a great day for it.
Great day for it. Should be beautiful. The fall foliage is out in force, and looking forward to a beautiful night for college football. And if you're not going to Acrisure Stadium, we don't have plans. Tickets still available. Get down there. Great night for football and great night to wear your blue and gold.
Looking forward to it, partner. Thank you.
Thank you.
The great Pat Bostick on the Big K Morning Show.